For those of you who haven't a clue what orienteering's about, this is a quick introduction. Orienteering is an adventure activity that involves getting from point A to point B. Organisers set up a course which can be anywhere out of doors, forests, open countryside, even in small controlled environments such as a school playground. The courses have several stages between the start and end points, and the idea is to navigate around the course as quickly as possible, checking in at each stage in the correct order. Distances vary, but are often between 1 and 10 kilometres. The level of difficulty is easy to identify, as courses are colour-coded. The brown and black courses are aimed at serious cross-country runners and are extremely challenging. However, for people new to orienteering, there are easier white and yellow courses. These courses are also popular with older people or people doing the course with young children. So if you simply want to take some gentle exercise, turn up and choose a suitable event. On the day of the course, start times are staggered. In other words, people start at different times to make sure they find their way around the course by themselves. If times weren't staggered, people could just follow each other. There is a small fee to register for an event. You will usually be given a free map when you register so you can follow the course. You'll need to bring a compass, and it's a good idea to have a whistle. In some locations, you won't be able to pick up a good mobile phone signal, so the whistle might be the only way of letting others know you're lost. You can also hire an emit card. This is an electronic gadget that allows you to record your time at each of the stages of the course. Now, clothing. You'll need to come prepared for conditions that can vary depending on the course and the weather, and of course you'll need strong walking boots or running shoes. It's also a good idea to wear long trousers, as some courses can be through high grasses and sharp brambles, which can scratch your legs otherwise. And that's about it. If you check our website, you'll be able to see all the events taking place in your area and get more information about orienteering generally. We're running an Introduction to Orienteering event this Saturday, and we organise weekly events at four different locations throughout the year. The next one takes place this coming Wednesday. Now, if anyone has any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
You will now hear part two again.
For those of you who haven't a clue what orienteering's about, this is a quick introduction. Orienteering is an adventure activity that involves getting from point A to point B. Organisers set up a course which can be anywhere out of doors, forests, open countryside, even in small controlled environments such as a school playground. The courses have several stages between the start and end points, and the idea is to navigate around the course as quickly as possible, checking in at each stage in the correct order. Distances vary, but are often between 1 and 10 kilometres. The level of difficulty is easy to identify, as courses are colour-coded. The brown and black courses are aimed at serious cross-country runners and are extremely challenging. However, for people new to orienteering, there are easier white and yellow courses. These courses are also popular with older people or people doing the course with young children. So if you simply want to take some gentle exercise, turn up and choose a suitable event. On the day of the course, start times are staggered. In other words, people start at different times to make sure they find their way around the course by themselves. If times weren't staggered, people could just follow each other. There is a small fee to register for an event. You will usually be given a free map when you register so you can follow the course. You'll need to bring a compass, and it's a good idea to have a whistle. In some locations, you won't be able to pick up a good mobile phone signal, so the whistle might be the only way of letting others know you're lost. You can also hire an emit card. This is an electronic gadget that allows you to record your time at each of the stages of the course. Now, clothing. You'll need to come prepared for conditions that can vary depending on the course and the weather. And of course, you'll need strong walking boots or running shoes. It's also a good idea to wear long trousers, as some courses can be through high grasses and sharp brambles, which can scratch your legs otherwise. And that's about it. If you check our website, you'll be able to see all the events taking place in your area and get more information about orienteering generally. We're running an Introduction to Orienteering event this Saturday, and we organise weekly events at 4 different locations throughout the year. The next one takes place this coming Wednesday. Now, if anyone has any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.